entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Cellular debris. I'm sorry, Randy. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Second.
Hello?
Yes, Stacy, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, I apologize. I had a phone call, and the attorney said, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, I'm interviewing Stacy. I got to go. So I apologize. Hey, in that point, and this is critical for people to understand, this is a major investment by Dr. Gary on this equipment. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be truthful with people. Because I've had a couple of people who have contacted me and they said, you know, I really would like to try it, but, you know, I can't really afford, you know, even with the trucker Randy's discount, $50 a treatment. I want people to understand the investment and, of course, the return on that investment that Dr. Gary has to make in order to recapture the investment as a businessman.
Sure.
Can you explain to the folks how much this equipment, this technology cost and get it installed and delivered and then put you through the training that you had to go through to learn how to use it? Can you give us a little bit of a background on all of that, please?
Well, it's just like anything else that you have. You make the original purchase, and then you have to make enough money, obviously, to pay it back. To be able to, you know, recoup that. But also, you are trying very hard, obviously, to put it to good use to help people. It's not something that you would normally, as a singular person, get just for yourself.
Sure.
You want to share that. Obviously, this is Dr. Willie's action or whatever to help
investment
people.
Investment. Yeah.
Well, it's an investment, but it's also something to he commonly gets things that help other people. Whether a lot of people want to do it or not, that is another story. I mean, he has other equipment at the office and there are only four people using it, you know, and so he's doing it often for other people, but if you don't make enough money on doing it, you won't be able to even afford to repair it because it's a mechanical
device.
Yes, and so you have to be able, even to have someone come to repair it,
Sure.
Just the service call alone was around $3,000, and that's not including repairing it.
Wow. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. So we're talking big bucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, you can't give it away for free, but we're less than half of what most of the people in the larger cities are.
Sure, sure. I had a friend downstate ask me for the website. So I sent him celasers.com, and they have on that homepage, you can use it for animals, veterinarians, or for humans. Well, when they clicked on the humans, it said find a provider near you. And so they live in the Grand Rapids area, one of my loyal listeners down there. And they put in their address, their home address, and said search like within 25 or 50 miles or whatever. She said like 20, 30 places came up down near in Grand Rapids, very, you know, the second most populated area of our state compared to southeastern Michigan. And she made a couple phone calls. One guy was trying to get $150 a session. Another guy was $100. Another guy was $80 per 10 minutes. Or so. It was only a 10-minute treatment for $80. And they schedule every 10 minutes. That's how busy they are down there in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
So, I mean, what you guys do, because I know some of your treatments based on the location. Like, for example, let's talk about my shoulders. You know all about my shoulders. You've done them a couple of times. How long do you actually do the treatment on my shoulders?
12 minutes are for your shoulders. But that's, you know, every area has a recommended standard. But if I increase the size, I need to increase the time.
Sure.
So if your shoulder is bigger than my shoulder, then
right.
Obviously I'm going to add a minute or two depending on how much I increase it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the one time you did, I think I timed it actually, it was like 14 minutes because my shoulders are much larger. And even like my lower back, when I was having those sciatica issues, you were back there for quite a while as well.
Well, it takes a minute or two to set the machine up. You know, it's on rollers. You have to make sure it's doing what it's doing. So I observe the, you know, the markers where it's going first. And if I need to increase the size. Plus, I like to try to, let's say someone has a shoulder problem and we're treating from the back and you had an upper thoracic or lower cervical problem. Why not go all the way across to the cervical area? It's the same height as far as distance from the machine, from the lasers itself, increase the minutes. And now you've gotten a little bit more out of it. We try to just help people out a little bit more. And that is often the case. You know, if something is stuck, your lower cervical, your upper thoracic back, it might affect your shoulder, or your shoulder might affect your neck or your thoracic spine.
Sure.
So why not just increase it a little bit? There is no extra charge if it can be relatable. Now, like someone with kyphosis, which is a curvature of the back, they might lay on the table and their neck is at one height, laying flat on the table, and their middle mid-thoracic, what they want, or even upper mid-thoracic, it might not be but only 8 inches apart, which I could treat together. But the problem is that the hump of the back is at such a different height that wouldn't be an optimal treatment for the laser. So
got
then,
it.
Then you don't want to treat them together.
Right.
You wouldn't get the optimum for either.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever one that you would treat. Yeah.
Because the spine is curved, and therefore the distance is farther from the laser light itself. Mm-hmm. So you've got to actually be maintaining a certain distance at all times when you do the treatment.
Now, speaking of, you know, different things mechanically that it can do, like if I have somebody lay down, I put their feet up to treat for neuropathy. There is a setting where I can turn the head of the laser to the left or the right. Now, it's set at whatever distance, I mean, at whatever degree that is, but I can lower and raise the head of the laser so that I can be at a certain distance. But it works for the feet very well. It works for, you know, doing the sides of your knees, etc.
Sure.
It wouldn't necessarily work for the neck and the kyphosis of a thoracic spine to move it over the head a little bit more, etc., to make sure I got it, because you're not getting the whole problemed area, you know. So there's just different uses for, you know, and they've done a very fine job, obviously. I can treat so many different things in different ways with this machine. And so thank you for asking. I've never talked about that one before.
Well, and see, and that's the main point is with your, well, first of all, how long have you actually had the machine, got your training? When did you actually start giving these type of deep tissue laser light treatments?
It was last year in November.
Okay.
Is when last we year. Started and opened up for patients to come in.
For treating folks. Okay.
Yes.
So this November will be 1 year. Let me ask you this question.
Right.
Based on what you've experienced so far, have you now almost seen almost every practical application that they gave you the training on? Have you actually had every single body part, I should say, of all of our radio family and everybody that you guys have had through the clinic? Have you basically now applied this to every single body part that you've been trained on?
No, and actually the machine can do some more. But there are some things that are more applicable to podiatrists. Podiatrists commonly use this. And so they're going to have more of those patients in. And so they would be using a lot more of that. There are such things as, you know, people are treating for shingles. And they're treating for fungus under the nails.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Shingles.
But I have not seen those. I have not seen either of those
yet.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how, well, you've been trained on it, so I'm assuming, but how in the heck would that, I mean, shingles, isn't that red sore, pussy kind of crap that people get? Because it takes out the inflammation and promotes cell growth, right?
And healing, yes.
And healing. Ah, okay.
You know, you're
never
transporting
even thought of shingles.
You're transporting the nutrients and the oxygen to the damaged cells and repairing it. Getting out the toxins and the debris. Yeah, you're repairing, you know, not only muscle and other tissue, but also nerves.
Got it. Didn't even think of that because I'm thinking of, you know, a red topical sore. And it's like, because I'm so used to, like you always say, deep tissue. I'm always thinking joints and tendons and muscles. But, oh, excellent. Well, listen, if you guys would like the direct phone number and address, just text me laser. My phone is automatically set up, LASER. You text me, I'll send you back their phone number, 231-627-4300. They're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from Mulligan's Restaurant. Everybody seems to know that. So text me laser and I'll send you the information. Stacy, thank you so much for this information today.
Thank you.
Final segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday. Quote of the day yesterday went to State Representative Will Snyder, who made a post on his Facebook page yesterday. As the lawmakers embark on the last day of negotiating the upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget. Today, folks, is the last day of this year, fiscal year 2025's budget. Midnight tonight, this budget ceases to exist. Well, his quote of the day was, "I have enough clothes packed in the trunk of my car out in the parking garage that I could actually run a pretty good sized Goodwill out of my trunk." Evidently, this guy has packed up a bunch of clothes for fellow state representatives. If they need a change of clothes, I guess he's got a trunk full of clothes already stored in the trunk. Why? Well, because Senate Democrats, what they're saying in the Senate, which is controlled by one Democrat, right now it's 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Yesterday, the Senate Democrats adjourned with the sentiment that the budget negotiations still have a long way to go before the final deal is wrapped up. If a budget agreement isn't voted on today, Tuesday, which could be implemented by midnight tonight, the state is not authorized to spend any money. Yesterday, Democrat-controlled state Senate only held session from 10 a.m. until 4:08 p.m., spending most of that time in recess in caucus, while the Senate Democratic caucus was updated behind closed doors on the current state of negotiations, learning that the work was still continuing. Most Senate Republicans were absent for Monday's rare session. Not there. Senators, Republicans, Bellino from Monroe, Kevin Daley from Lum, John DeMoose from Harbor Springs, Michelle Atanga from Manton, Ruth Johnson from Holly, Ed McBroom from the 38th and up in the UP, Rick Outman from Six Lakes, were all excused from Monday's session. By lunchtime, about 12:30 came around, Senator Michael Weber, Rochester Hills, Thomas Elbert of Lowell, and Mark Huizinga from Walker were the only final Republicans left in the Senate chamber. Three out of 18. Everybody else says, hey, it's a Monday. We don't even really have to be here. They're in caucus anyway. I'm out of here. The Senate was unable to vote on the House's recent road funding bills. Won't be able to do it until today. Due to the five-day rule in our state constitution, they passed it last week. Five-day layover. Not going to be able to vote on it until today anyway. The rule bars the Senate or the House from moving another chamber's legislation until it's been in their possession for 5 days. With leadership's budget negotiations still ongoing, budget bills still need to be typed out and allow the five-day rule to take place. What? Written out in a five-day rule. So basically what you're saying is even if they work out a deal, they're not going to be able to vote on it? That doesn't make any sense. That's almost guaranteeing a shutdown. Well, however, MERS News Service learned from a source very close to the Senate Republicans that caucus members were choosing to wait elsewhere instead of being on the Senate floor in case a floor vote came up. The Senate was able to adopt, through a voice vote, Senate Resolution 74, prohibiting budget bills from being voted on in the chamber until the legislators that were sponsoring the enhancement grants have time to have their names and the grant details disclosed on the public website. The special spending reforms align with the changes that were called for earlier in the year by the Republican-controlled House. Senator Sylvia Santana, great Democrat from Detroit, says, we're going to see where this goes. She's the chair of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee overseeing the state's health department. We still got a lot of things to get done. So I think that hopefully we can get through this budget cycle and start working on the next one right away. Because we know it's going to be difficult with all the reductions that are taking place from the federal level. Yep, you bet, lady. Washington, Donald Trump, Republican-controlled House and Senate, they're making cuts at the federal level, and it's going to impact Michigan for next year's budget. We haven't even gotten 2026 budget done tonight by midnight. She's already talking about looking at 2027's budget. So we're going to continue this conversation probably at 10:30, 11 o'clock hour, the third hour, because we got Ian Murphy coming up from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. We got some big news to announce about that with Ian. We're excited. We're going to get to it. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis.